Welcome back to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today, we are talking about a question a lot of Queensland agents sit with for a while. When do you upgrade from your salesperson registration to a full agent license, and what does that actually involve?
And this one is worth understanding properly, because the two levels are not just different names for the same thing. They carry genuinely different responsibilities.
Exactly right. So let's start at the beginning. In Queensland, the licensing structure is fairly straightforward. You have two clear levels. Level 1 is the registered real estate salesperson. That is the entry point. You can list, sell, and lease property, but you do all of that under a licensed agent.
And that licensed agent is the one holding the trust account and carrying the legal responsibility for the agency.
Correct. So as a salesperson, you are doing the real work, the client-facing work, but the legal weight sits with whoever holds that license above you.
Which is fine when you are starting out. You are learning how agencies actually run. But at some point, a lot of people want to stop being the person working under someone else and start being the person running the show.
And that is exactly where the full real estate agent license comes in. This is level 2. With it, you can operate or manage your own agency, supervise other staff, and hold a trust account in your own right.
That trust account piece is significant. If you want to open your own agency in Queensland, you cannot do it on a salesperson registration. You need that full license.
Right. You need the full license if you want to open a business, take on the legal responsibility yourself, or stop working under another licensee altogether. For a lot of Queensland agents, this is the move that takes them from employee to owner.
So what does the study actually look like? What are you committing to?
The full agent license in Queensland is built on 19 units. That is a step up from the salesperson registration, and the content reflects that. You go deeper into agency operations, trust accounting, the law around running an agency, and the business management side of things. It is not just about selling property anymore. It's about running a business that sells property.
And Archer delivers that course online, self-paced, so you can keep working while you study.
Which matters for most people in this situation. If you are already registered and working, you're not going to stop earning to go back to full-time study. Most people complete the course in around 6 to 12 months, depending on how quickly they move through the units.
That is a reasonable window. You could start now and have the qualification done before this time next year.
Potentially. It depends on how much time you put in each week. But this self-paced format means you are in control of that timeline.
There is something worth clarifying here for anyone who is new to this. The qualification and the license are two separate things. A lot of people assume you just finish the course and you're licensed.
Good point to flag. Archer Institute issues the nationally recognized qualification. That is the credential. But the actual license is issued by the Queensland Office of Fair Trading. Two separate steps, two separate bodies. You complete the course, get the qualification, then you apply to the Office of Fair Trading for the license itself.
So you want to check with the Office of Fair Trading directly about current requirements before you apply. The article makes that point clearly.
It does. Requirements can shift, so go to the source before you lodge anything.
Let's talk about the when. When is this upgrade actually worth making? Because some people sit on the salesperson registration for years, and that's the right call for them.
Absolutely. The salesperson level is not a consolation prize. For plenty of people, it's exactly where they should be, especially in the early years. But the article lays out four situations where the upgrade makes clear sense. You want to open or manage your own agency. You need to hold a trust account in your own right. You are ready to take on the legal responsibility of running an agency. Or you simply want to stop working under someone else's license.
If any of those things are true for you, you probably already know it. You've been thinking about this for a while.
Most people who are at this decision point have been sitting on it. They know they want more control. The license is the thing that makes that possible.
And it is worth saying, this is not just about ego or independence. It widens your earning potential too. Running your own agency is a different economic proposition to being on a split with someone else's business.
The article makes that point. It describes the full license as the level that widens responsibility and often earning potential. Those two things go together. More responsibility, more upside.
So for anyone listening who is in Queensland, registered as a salesperson, and starting to think about what comes next, what is the one thing to do?
Have a look at the Real Estate Agent License course on the Archer Institute website, or call the Australian-based team directly. They can walk you through exactly what you need and confirm the current requirements. The number is 1-800-069-273.
And the full article is on the Archer Institute blog. It goes into more detail on the licensing steps and links through to their QLD resources.
Archer Institute offers nationally recognized online and self-paced training with real Australian-based support. So if you have questions before you commit to anything, pick up the phone. Thanks for listening.